Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Glenn Moberg, and today we continue our month of music on Route 51 with one of our favorite shows of the year as we welcome once again into our Wisconsin Public Radio studios the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, direct from Miami Beach to central Wisconsin, to perform live selections from this year's South Beach Up North Tour. With us again this year on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, and joining us this year on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Timothy McCollum. On viola, Barbara Beachy, and once again, double bassist, Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is sponsored in part by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform Saturday, July 16th and Sunday, July 17th at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau. For the next hour, Michael and his musicians will be performing highlights from those upcoming shows, and he often has some surprises for us. In addition to the traditional classical selections in past years, South Beach has performed the music of Cole Porter, Ira Gershwin, Jimi Hendrix, The Beatles, and Lady Gaga as we listen to their rendition of Someone to Watch Over Me. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble recorded in an earlier live performance on Route 51. Now, because of the special nature of this morning's program, we will not be taking phone calls. So just sit back, relax, and listen. And Michael, I'm going to go through the sponsors for you. Support provided by the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, a state agency, the Community Foundation, and the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation. Additional support is provided by City Pages, St. John's Episcopal Church, Habish Habish and Rotur, also the First Universalist Unitarian Church, Yankee Bookstore, the Jefferson Street Inn, the Northwoods Goldsmith, UMR, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Everest Inn. Michael, by my count, you've been doing this tour for 11 years now, and we are very proud that we have been able to spend each of those years with you and your very talented musicians on Route 51.
Yeah, we are always so happy to be here, especially in your studio. We love being here, talking to you. And I think one of my most memorable experiences is seeing your face when we're playing. It's just so satisfying for us that we're really, you know, music is heavenly, and you
yes,
can see that on your face when we're playing.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, we don't have a video feed, or maybe maybe fortunately, depending on what our good listeners think of my face and the expressions that I have when you play. But you're absolutely right, Michael, because it's beautiful, and it is wonderful to be able to provide this service to our listeners once a year, because things like this don't happen on the radio often enough.
Right. And we're very happy to be here. This is our 11th year with your show and our 11th year with South Beach Up North, and we're really happy to be here again.
Well, it must feel good to be back home in Wausau in the summer when Miami Beach, I imagine, is sweltering this time of the year.
It's a little sweltering, yeah. But it's been a little hot here a few days ago, but now it's, you know, perfect weather.
Now, this coming Saturday, July 16th, 6 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, again, that's at 504 Grant Street on Wausau's east side, downtown, you've got Mozart on the Move. Tell us about that.
Well, that's our sort of more informal kind of concert. We do it in Miami, and it's very successful. We do it outside on Lincoln Road in Miami Beach. So you get all kinds of tourists and passersby and families and children. And here we do it at the atrium at the UU Church, and it's really great. People can bring a picnic, and if they drink wine, they can bring their favorite wine. And we're doing music from, you know, the States. We're doing Scott Joplin. We're doing Purcell from England. We're doing tangos and sambas and music from Eastern Europe, you know, music from the whole world.
And we'll be hearing some of that today,
yes,
live
exactly.
In our studios. Mozart on the Move is something you seem to do every year.
Yeah, it's sort of our signature series. It's part of our series in Miami Beach, and it's part of our series here.
What is it about him, about Mozart, that has enabled him to last as long as he has but still sound absolutely fresh, as if some of the compositions were written yesterday?
Well, there are a lot of composers in the world, and there are certain ones that are just genius, full of genius, and he was a genius. Bach was a genius, you know, Handel. I think Stravinsky, Shostakovich, Beethoven. You know, there are certain genius composers, and you get something out of their music, and it's fresh every time you hear it.
And then Sunday afternoon, July 17th, starting at noon, again at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, the music of Brahms and Vaughan Williams. Tell us about that.
Well, the Brahms, it's the Brahms Piano Quartet in C minor, and it's a really great piece. It's got great writing for all the instruments and the piano, and we played it in Miami last year, and it's a crowd pleaser because a lot of people know it and they're comfortable with it. And who doesn't like Brahms?
Tell us about your piano player. She
Lie Tanaka. Yeah, Lie Tanaka is wonderful. She's been around with us for about 3 years, and we love her playing. She's getting her doctorate, and she actually has a Wisconsin link. Her boyfriend lives in Stevens Point, and he plays the cello. So she drives up from Stevens Point to play with us.
And we're kind of in the middle of the tour right now. This past weekend, you performed at St. John's Episcopal in Wausau.
Right. We love St. John. It's the acoustics are so great. And we did a string quintet program. We did a second world premiere with Al Torrenti. He's a composer, and his wife is a cellist, so they drove out from New York. And they love being in Wausau. I have two best friends from Venezuela, Cindy and Nancy, and they're like twins. I get them confused.
And Cindy is here.
Cindy's here. So pardon me, Cindy, for calling Nancy you. But anyway, they're really great friends I've known for 30 years. Anyway, Nancy is a cellist, and Al wrote a string quintet with two cellos, and they came out and played that last weekend, and they really love being here.
Well, let's get right into it. We've got a lot of live music on tap right now, so why don't we start? Tell us about the first composition.
Well, we're doing a sonata by Henry Purcell. It's a sonata in F, and someone at some point named it The Glorious. And it's a wonderful piece from the Baroque era. And we're doing the maestoso, the moderato, the slow movement, and there's a jaunty fourth movement.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau.
Thank you.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Timothy McCollum on viola, Barbara Beachy and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour, sponsored in part by Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can see them Saturday evening, July 16th, and Sunday at noon, July 17th, at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau. Michael, what other projects are you involved in right now? You're a busy guy.
Well, we did a concert last month up in Minocqua at a wonderful church, St. Matthias, and we actually brought our pianist, Lee Tanaka, and we played the Schubert Trio. Wonderful audience, wonderful community, a lot of great support from that area. We have South Beach Up North winds down at the end of this week. We also have a salon at the Hagee compound up in Hazelhurst in August. I go back to Miami sort of in mid-August and start teaching and playing again.
What is the music and art scene like in Miami Beach and South Miami?
Well, the arts are exploding in Miami, in South Florida. You know, we have Art Basel's has been around in Miami Beach now for several years, and the music scene is great. Of course, there's lots of Latin music, and there's a couple community orchestras, and there's some chamber music. We're not the only group in town, but I think we're probably one of the best groups. We use local musicians. We play interesting programs in beautiful spaces. There's a new area called Wynwood, which has lots of arts and restaurants. And now, you know, the big high-end stores are coming in. So mm-hmm. I think the arts can transform your community.
There are a number of communities in north central Wisconsin, including Wausau, including Stevens Point, including Minocqua, Marshfield, that all want to focus on the arts and music and use them not just in order to enrich the lives of the people who live there, but also as a means of spurring economic development, spurring a tourist economy, and getting young millennials to locate.
Yeah, there's been reports from the government, from local government, from national government about how the arts do spur the economy. I mean, if you're looking to move somewhere, you look to see what is going on in that community. Do they have an orchestra? Do they have chamber music? Do they have a beautiful, like a Wausau Conservatory for their children to go to? Do they have the Performing Arts Foundation? I think Wausau is very lucky to have these really strong arts organizations.
The Wausau Conservatory of Music.
Yeah, we rehearse there and we love being there. We work with Paula Clark and Patrick Langer, the violin teacher there, and we rehearse there. They're very generous. We have any space we need at any time. They're open.
And then, of course, you've got the Noel Fine Arts Center in Stevens Point. You've got the Lucille Tax Center in Spencer. Just Campanile up
right.
In Minocqua.
Yeah. All over the place. We really love being here. And this was actually the first time since we've expanded, for many years I've been looking for other venues. And this was the first year we've actually expanded to be able to play at St. Matthias.
Well, let's stop talking about music and let's start listening to it. Tell us about the next selection.
Well, we're going to be doing two pieces. Maha de Carnaval is a Portuguese it's Luiz Bonfa in Brazil. He wrote the score for Black Orpheus, which is a movie from many, many years ago. And this is probably one of the most well-known pieces. It's called Maha de Carnaval, which means Morning of the Carnival. And then we're going to segue into a completely different area of the world. We're going to be playing Puccini, Nessun Dorma.
South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios.
Thank you.
the South Beach Chamber Ensemble on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Timothy McCollum on viola, Barbara Beachy, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. You can find out more at sobechamberensemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg. It's our month of music on Route 51. We're going to take a short break. Much more after this.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include American Players Theater and the Fox Valley Symphony. You, too, can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor.
Support also comes from attorneys Sturgill and Long, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. Information is at 888-613-0600.
You're listening to the music of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble in Wausau and in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios for their annual Up North Tour with Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Timothy McCollum on viola, Barbara Beachy, double bassist Cindy Blandino. I'm Glenn Moberg. Michael, we know this as the theme to the Civil War, Ken Burns' popular documentary. This is something that you performed live in our studio a few years back. Its proper name, though, is Ashican Farewell, composed relatively recently, back in the 1980s, by a gentleman named Jay Unger.
Yeah, we came over the piece, and we loved it. It sort of evokes the Civil War, and Ken Burns was brilliant in choosing that at part of his score for the Civil War. So Jay Unger really, he expressed something through music that is ageless and timeless, and he evokes the Civil War. And
many people think it's an old song,
yeah,
and it's not.
Yeah, it's written in the 1980s. But I think that's the great thing about music. Music can evoke something that you can't express in words or sometimes even in feelings.
It's a waltz in D major, and he used to perform it with his wife, Molly Mason, at the Ashican fiddle and dance camps that he organized in New York State. And he also played with David Bromberg.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, whose repertoire ranges from bluegrass to blues to Dixieland jazz to rock. So.
Well, I think the great thing about classical music now, it's not so boxed in. You know, in maybe, 50 years ago, if you were growing up and learning an instrument, you know, you only played classical music. But, you know, people nowadays, we need to be able to express ourselves through a variety of instruments and also styles, whether it's bluegrass or hip-hop or, Brahms symphonies. But, we're more inclusive and open. Our ears are more open than maybe generations in the past for what we can actually play. You know, you see a group like Black Violin or I just saw on Facebook the other day there were two young black women playing in their Brooklyn apartment, and they sound great. I mean, anybody can play classical music, but it takes something to be able to play beyond – your parameters.
Well, let's talk to some of your musicians. We're going to do a round robin here with the violins and viola. Let's start with you, Sarah Schreffler. You have been the concertmaster of Musica Nova in Phoenix. You have performed as a soloist with the Musica Nova Baroque Orchestra. You're also on the faculty of the Arizona School for the Arts. And you've been with us several times in the past. What's new with you?
Well, let's see. I am happy to be up here in Wausau. This is my eighth summer coming up here since 2009, and I have been just loving making music my whole life, and especially this past year I've had a lot of exciting opportunities both in Phoenix, and obviously coming up here is a huge blessing. And outside of that, I got married last summer.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What does it take to be a great violin player, or at the very least a very good one?
All it takes is hard work. I mean, there's a lot to be said for natural physical talent, but nothing makes you good at something unless you keep working at it.
I've got a question for you that probably a lot of our listeners are wondering about. What makes a good violin and a great violin? Why are Stradivarius violins so revered and supposedly incapable of being reproduced today?
Well, the thing about these musical instruments that we're playing is that they are made out of wood. And even though these trees have been cut down
you know, in some cases many, many years ago now, this wood is still living and breathing. And the instruments are very much of the time and the place that they were constructed. So something that was made in Cremona, you know, like 300 years ago, is not going to be exactly the same as something that was made in, say, upstate New York, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Timothy McCollum, you're a former member of the U.S. military band at West Point. You studied violin with Isadora Cohen. You were the orchestra director at Marshfield High School from 1974 to 2010. You directed the Marshfield Wood County Symphony for 8 seasons, and you have served as concertmaster there and associate concertmaster for the Central Wisconsin Symphony. Tell us about the challenges and rewards of teaching at the high school level.
Well, first of all, I went to college with the intent of becoming a high school orchestra director. And unlike a lot of people nowadays, they go to school and get a degree in something and don't do what they got their degree in. I did exactly what I set out to do, and I enjoyed it immensely. I had 3 opportunities to leave Marshfield, and not a one of them worked out for 3 totally different reasons, and I'm just as happy to have stayed. It was a wonderful school district. I worked with a lot of wonderful children, and I got to know them really well because I started them along with another colleague of mine and eventually my wife. My wife had the middle school program for the last 10 years of my 36. So we start them in fourth grade, and I, if they stayed with the program, I knew them for 9 years, and they became like family.
How many of your students have been inspired to take up careers in music, or at least to make it a significant and meaningful part of their lives?
If I were to take a wild guess, I'd say probably 10 to 15%. It's hard to say because you lose track of so many. We have a former student teaching strings in the Green Bay area. I have a former student, one of my first students ever, conducting in Minnesota, working with one of the youth orchestras in Minneapolis. And he also teaches bass at St. Olaf.
But you know, music can enrich your life no matter what you do for a career.
Absolutely. The arts are all around us. And my stock answer to anybody who argues, and I don't get much argument over that, is if you don't think the arts are all around you, then don't turn on the radio, don't turn on the television, don't go to a movie, and while we're at it, don't admire a beautiful building or bridge. That's all – it's everywhere.
Timothy McCollum. Barbara Beachy, you're a new addition at the faculty at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. You also taught full-time at the Lawrence University Academy of Music since 1999. Principal viola of the Fox Valley Symphony, assistant principal of the former Green Bay Symphony Orchestra, associate principal of the Oshkosh Symphony, and most recently, principal viola of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. And my daughter Melody went to Lawrence. She played the double bass there. My son Thomas is a fine arts student at UW Stevens Point. So we have something in common.
Fantastic. Yes, I've had been very fortunate to have quite a few wonderful musical experiences during my time here in Wisconsin.
What made you want to join the faculty at UW Stevens Point?
I was invited. I was invited to interview, and it was an opportunity that more or less came along at the right time, and I just thought it was just a blessing.
The Noel Fine Arts Center is quite a building, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, you believe that young students can successfully start on the viola instead of the violin. Why is that such a radical concept?
Well, part of my background is that I have a master's in pedagogy and performance from Peabody, and I was taught to teach beginners quite well. But the particular program I was taught or trained in only taught beginners on violin. And I've always, always, always felt strongly that you can start on viola. That's what I did.
So you're breaking new ground?
In a way.
Pushing the envelope?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. The good thing is there are so many things out there now for young violists, you know, music-wise, and books, and it's so wonderful to see. I just want to develop the love for this beautiful instrument from the time children are little shavers.
And Cindy Blandino, welcome back. You studied with David Perlman at the Cleveland Institute of Music. You were the principal double bass at the Canton Symphony, the Ohio Chamber Orchestra, and the New Cleveland Opera. You studied chamber music at the Blossom Music Festival. You are currently principal bass in the Phoenix Opera and the Musica Nova Orchestra. And you also performed in the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, which is where you met Michael Andrews.
Well, you sort of just hit my whole life, Glenn. I did. I've known Michael for, we figured out, 35 years now, maybe 36. And we've both gone different directions and had different lives, but we've always come back centered around music and, frankly, food.
Now, there's a Latin quality that runs through a lot of your music selections. Is that from your joint experience in Venezuela, or is that maybe a function of the South Miami Beach culture?
Well, Michael does most of the programming, so I would pass that question to him as to what his inspiration is for those selections.
Let's hear a couple of additional selections now from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Michael, what do you have lined up for us next?
In this next segment, we're going to be doing a Scott Joplin rag. It's called Heliotrope Bouquet, and then we're going to travel down to Argentina and play La Cumbarcita.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Thank you. South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Their Up North Tour continues Saturday evening, July 16th, and Sunday at noon, July 17th, at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau. You can find out more at sobechamberensemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg. It's our month of music on Route 51. We're going to take a short break, and we've got more after this.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include UW Credit Union and the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, proud sponsors of WPR programs. Your business can join our list of contributors. More information at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
You are listening to an all-acoustic version, a chamber music version of Jimi Hendrix's acid rock hit from the late 60s, Purple Haze, performed here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios a few years back by the group we've got with us again today, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Our musicians and guests today, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, joining us this year on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Timothy McCollum on viola, Barbara Beachy, and double bassist Cindy Blandino. I'm Glenn Moberg. And Michael, if anything demonstrates the versatility of chamber music, that selection did.
It really does. It's really amazing. We, you know, chamber music can include anything.
I was surprised we weren't getting electronic feedback from these all-acoustic instruments when I was listening to you play
Sarah
that.
Sarah did a brilliant job. I mean, we played this in Miami, and frankly, I think we did it much better here because of Sarah.
Well, we've got one more selection, and I don't want to talk over it, so let's get right into it.
This is Themes from the Moldau by Smetana.
Thank you. the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Michael Andrews, thank you so much for another wonderful radio show and another wonderful Up North tour. We hope we see a lot of people out there on Friday and Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday,
excuse me, at the First Universalist Unitarian Church. We want to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Timothy McCollum, on viola, Barbara Beachy, and on double bass, Cindy Blandino. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform Saturday evening, July 16th, and Sunday at noon, July 17th, at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street in Wausau. Saturday's performance is their annual Mozart on the Move concert. Sunday is the music of Brahms and Vaughan Williams. If you'd like to find out more about the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, check out their website, sobechamberensemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer and our wonderful audio engineer, Rick Ryer. Next year on Route 51, next week on Route 51, our month of music continues with our annual jazz show as we welcome vocalist Denise Sauter and an all-star cast of supporting musicians for an hour of live music and lively conversation. Denise will be performing this Saturday evening at the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival at the Bull Falls Brewery on Wausau's east side, and I will be playing with the Sid Kyler Jazz Band on Friday night. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.